Sunny Coast News.
Hi there, Maddie Larson, starting with COVID-19 facts first. The Australian Border Force says New South Wales Health was responsible for letting passengers off the Ruby Princess cruise in Sydney. 130 passengers have now tested positive. Boss Michael Outram responding to the outbreak this morning.
The decision to allow them off in relation to the health and biosecurity issue was one for New South Wales Health. I'm not going to say, I'm not here to apportion blame. Look, we're all in this together in Australia, let's be honest. We have to work together. We don't want to be standing around pointing fingers at each other, apportioning blame, but the public needs to know facts.
Virgin is responding to maintain vital domestic routes despite announcing it's cutting 90% of its services in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Around 8,000 staff will be impacted by the change. The airline will suspend most flights from Friday night until at least June 14. Tiger Air services are also being grounded, effective immediately. There's a question mark over Aussie house prices after auction rooms and inspections were banned to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Domain senior research analysis Dr. Nicola Powell has told Nine it's not yet clear how it'll affect the market.
SARS back in 2003, which unravelled in Hong Kong, and we saw transactions slow, we saw property prices fall, but once that virus was contained, we saw a strong rebound.
And finally, some good news on the stock market. A big rise in Wall Street seen the ASX jump by 5.9% this morning. The AOC has welcomed the postponement of the Tokyo Games to the northern summer of next year. CEO Matt Carroll hopes this gives us all something to look forward to.
There are times we're going to have to show that Olympic quality of resilience, but at least we have a new goal and planning has started.
And Melbourne Storm Chief Dave Donaghy has offered to take a pay cut as the NRL tries to survive the coronavirus shutdown. All players have been sent on 4 weeks leave while Storm is yet to reveal what will happen to the club's staff who face being stood down. Go!